From Radio K-Man's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your Sunday evening news update. A major downpour Saturday causing power outages and localized flooding across several parts of the island. I caught up with Cayman Islands National Weather Service's forecaster Gilbert Miller to find out more. What was all of that about?
We had a tropical wave in the area, and the mid to upper levels were conducive for supporting some isolated showers and thunderstorms, which the forecast called for. We also had an east-southeasterly wind direction, which caused the majority of the rainfall to be between Savannah, if I remember correctly, all the way to Town and South Town specifically. West Bay Road and the eastern districts had little to none, but the system developed over Savannah and Savannah and Newlands area, and the majority of the downfall was in the Georgetown, South Town area.
And of course, with the downfall came localized flooding. How many inches of rainfall did we see?
That's the tricky part of it. The majority of it did not hit the weather station, which where we have our main rainfall indicator. It can give you a figure, but it won't be the heaviest or the most definitive, because some areas did have a lot more rainfall.
Okay, gotcha. But definitely we saw a lot of localized flooding. And, you know, with rough and rainy weather this weekend, can we see that happening over the course of the week, this coming week?
I mean, we do have another tropical wave coming in. Should be around Monday to Tuesday. But the chances of that happening again is there. It just depends on the mid to upper level supporting that tropical wave coming in. By the looks of it, it just seems to be isolated showers with one or two possible thunderstorms. But with that being in the area, the possibility is still there.
That's Cayman Islands National Weather Service forecaster Gilbert Miller. The last flight organized by the Cayman Islands government to Manila, Philippines, will leave Grand Cayman at the end of the month. Details now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The flight will leave Grand Cayman on Tuesday, July 28th at 9 p.m. and transit London Heathrow, arriving in Manila on Thursday, July 30th at noon local time. This flight will go on sale on Wednesday, July 15th at 5 p.m. Cayman time. Tickets are non-refundable and credit will not be given for any future repatriation flights. Only Philippine nationals, legal residents, are able to take this flight to Manila. The governor's office will submit requests for clearance to transit for the U.K. for all passengers traveling to Manila. Please note that clearance is not guaranteed and is subject to Border Force and UK visa approval. Just a reminder, the shops and food outlets at Owen Roberts International Airport remain closed, so make sure to pack snacks and water. You're also encouraged to bring your own mask and take hand sanitizers and wipes for your flight. On arriving at Heathrow, the aircraft will be on the ground for about 4 hours. Passengers will have to depart and remain airside before boarding for the onward journey. Mandatory quarantine is in place in Manila, and you will be allowed to leave your quarantine once you've tested negative for COVID-19. You're encouraged to contact Philippine authorities for more information. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The prevention, control, and suppression of COVID-19, partial lifting of restrictions, travel and boating regulations 2020 came into effect on Friday. We get more on that now from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
The changes clarify arrangements for travel to and from the sister islands and allow for some commercial vessels with a wildlife interaction zone license to access two previously off-limit locations under certain circumstances. Travel by air is permitted for all persons from Grand Cayman to the sister islands, provided they notify travel time no less than 48 hours before traveling. They must also be tested for COVID-19 and return a negative result to the satisfaction of the Medical Officer of Health. Persons wishing to travel by air from the sister islands to Grand Cayman who intend to stay in a private residence must notify travel time of their travel plans and the address of the residence. Voluntary testing for the virus will be available to residents at the postponed address in Grand Cayman, which will be required in order for the residence to be approved as the traveler's accommodation. Travelers from the sister islands who wish to stay longer than 3 nights in Grand Cayman must be tested for the virus no earlier than 48 hours before their departure from Grand Cayman and must return a negative result to the Medical Officer of Health. Those persons staying fewer than 3 nights are not required to undergo testing. persons are not permitted to travel between Grand Cayman and the Sister Islands by boat unless they are designated essential services personnel as listed in the regulations. These regulations remain the same as currently in place and are now extended to the end of the new regulations period. Operation of commercial vessels who have a wildlife interaction zone license are now permitted access to Stingray City and the Sandbar, provided they are not carrying more than 10 people, do not station themselves alongside other vessels so more than 10 people are gathered, or do not rent scuba or snorkeling equipment to customers. However, there is no restriction on the renting of dive tanks. Persons found breaking these rules could be subject to a fine of $1,000 and 6 months' imprisonment. Access to Starfish Point and Rum Point remains prohibited at this time for all vessels. These regulations remain in place until August 2, 2020, or until Cabinet specifies. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Premier and Minister for Community Affairs, Honorable Alda McLaughlin, reports more than 1,600 families were receiving assistance from the Needs Assessment Unit. As a result of challenges brought on by COVID-19, there was a continued increase throughout April, May, and June. And by mid-June, the numbers had increased to 3,383 families receiving assistance. Answering a parliamentary question on whether the NAU could see an increase in the volume of applications for assistance from the NAU, the Premier says the pandemic continues and so is the demand for services.
And there are still significant numbers of people who were employed before the shutdown that remain unemployed, and therefore the services to those people are still continuing and the demand for those services is still significant. But there's a significant fall off in new applications.
That's Premier Honorable Alda McLaughlin. And finally in the news, the Blue Iguana Conservation makes a plea to the public to be cautious and considerate after a blue iguana was discovered dead after being hit by a car.
And there is no animal in the world that should be ran over with a car. So maybe someone did think it was a green iguana, but the our response is no one should be running over any wildlife on the island. And if anyone didn't know that and is just killing it because it's an iguana, then I ask them please not to do that.
So far, around 1,000 blues have been released into the wild, with population remaining stable, besides for these unfortunate incidents.
There's very few places, just the east end of the island, that these blue iguanas can reside. And you know, they are endemic to Grand Cayman. They are not anywhere else in the world. So if we do not protect them, they will go extinct, you know. Although the program we run has made incredible steps and Cayman should be so proud of what it's done to help save its blue iguana, that will all be undermined if people continue to put the pressure and wipe out these adult animals.
The blue iguana is still ranked as endangered. That is your latest local news for this hour. Join me again at 6 for your Sunday evening news update. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego. Thanks for listening. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm Shanda Gallego. Thank you for listening.